It's one of the tragedies of life. And the line between love and hate is a thin line. And it is crossed many times without even realizing that it has been crossed. And that's what happened to the Jewish community in Babylonia. The religious leaders of the country and the temporal leaders, the secular leaders, I don't want to use the word secular because in our world, secular means non-religious. That didn't exist. But those that were running the everyday affairs of the Jewish people and who had the power of taxation and patronage, etc., the dispute between them, which was basically the dispute of Rabbeinu Sadia Gaon with David ben Zakkai, that dispute was never settled after that. And even though it was patched, in Yiddish there's a phrase that there are a limit to patches. Even though I have seen certain clothing worn by students that defies that adage. But basically speaking, there is a limit to patches, certainly as far as tires are concerned. Only so many times you can patch it. And after a while, what is patched so often becomes a schmata. It's not worth it anymore. That happens to communities also. Once the basic trust is lost in the community, once the basic relationship, once the give and take, the live and let live, if you will, has been lost, so then all accommodations that are made later are only patches. And eventually the garment becomes all patched out. And that's what happened to Babylonian Jewry. Even though the institution of the Gaonate and of the Reish Galusa would last into the 13th century, it had lost all of its effectiveness almost by the year 1000. The last of the great Gaonim was Rabbeinu Hai Gaon, who died in the year 1030. And he marked the end of the period of the Gaonim. And it is as though someone walked in and turned out the light. That's the end of Babylonia. You're not going to hear from Babylonia again. Even though it had a tremendously large Jewish population, and even though they were wealthy, and even though the yeshivas remained, and there were a great many Talmidei Chachamim, but the age of Baghdad was over. And the Jewish community remained in Iraq and Babylonia until 1952, when the Arabs threw them out in retaliation for the establishment of the State of Israel. So that today, there are barely 400 Jews in all of Babylonia. Today, Babylonian Jewry doesn't exist, period. But in the framework of strong Jewish history, of influential Jewish history, it has not existed for almost 1,000 years. And one of the basic reasons was this machlokas, this bitter, divisive battle that never was settled and which rent the community asunder. We'll see the same thing happen to Spanish Jewry. We'll see it happen to French Jewry. We'll see it happen to German Jewry. We'll see it happen in Eastern Europe between the Chassidim and the Misnagdim, and then between the Chassidim themselves, and then between the different fractions of the Jewish people, the Haskalah and the secular and the religious. And there's no Eastern European Jewry today. Now, we are all back at the same stand. We've moved the show down the block. But that is frightening. It should be frightening to anyone who has read any amount of Jewish history, anyone who believes in the words of the rabbis. Because the rabbi said that that's what happens. You cannot put Humpty Dumpty back together again. And therefore, the task of the Jewish people should be to keep Humpty Dumpty from falling off the wall. That is the elementary rule of Jewish history. But everyone thinks it's a fairy tale. Everyone thinks somehow that we're joking and that we can afford all the nonsense that goes on. Now, since we're in this country,